All right, welcome to episode number 2 for Just Another Weird Day.
We have a guest.
We have our guest star, Sapphira. Do a little interview with Sapphira. See how you're doing. Breaking on you.
Yeah? Yay! Mm-hmm, yep. So brave. So yeah. Malachi was going to go first, but Sapphira jumped in instead because, well, he's playing with his brother. So. Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll start off. I want to ask one question.
Okay.
What did we find outside of our house today?
Lots.
Yeah? What'd you do?
Jumping it and make snow angels.
Yeah.
And snowball fights.
Yeah, it's actually, it was kind of funny. I was up earlier this morning, and Sapphira and Malachi went outside to go play in the snow, and Sapphira immediately came in pretty grumpy because Malachi had thrown a snowball in her face without announcing that they were having a snowball fight. He just kind of didn't. But she recovered and she was fine and she went back out and they had fun, right?
It's a really different life for you than I had. I had sisters and we didn't really have snow, so. Right. She's a brave girl.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What did I want to ask? Well, because it's a new year, I was thinking about just what are some things that you loved about last year, and share about it.
Probably, all the random pets that we had, and
all the pets. We've had a lot of pets, and we've given them away. Some have died, but yes.
And probably riding Vespas with friends.
Oh, yeah.
Which friend is that?
Tinley.
Tinley! Shout out to Tinley and Green Oak Ranch. Yes, Spire had electric scooter, two electric scooters, one that she shared with her friend. And she would ride around the neighborhood at Green Oak Ranch. Just this last year. Crazy. And under new ownership now.
I still have one.
That's true. You left one with her. So. Probably should have left both of them with her. So you could always ride. Oh, well. Maybe I'll just drive it back when we go. I don't know. I take the truck. I could. That would be fun.
It's possible.
We'll see. That would be a summer trip.
That was last year. So what are you looking forward to this year or even just in general the future?
Probably having more pets.
More pets. More animals.
I don't know, find a church that we actually stick to for a long time.
That's true.
That would be good.
You've been jumping around a bunch, huh?
Is there one that you want to stick to so far? Or you want to keep visiting?
I mean, there is the one that we did in California.
The Lutheran Church.
I like that one.
Yeah, we liked that one a lot.
Yeah, we haven't found a Lutheran church out here that's of similar style, if you will. But we're still looking.
Yep. That's good. It's really good. What do you think, Dad? Go ahead.
Well, have you learned anything new lately that you'd like to share about?
Cats sleep for a really long time.
How long?
12 to 18 hours. And yeah. When they get older, they sleep even more.
That is a lot. Really great pets to have for cuddling.
Yeah.
And keeping mice away.
So Luna is one of our cats. Mm-hmm. What did Luna find the other day?
Mouse.
Yeah. What was she doing with it?
She was playing with it like it was the ping pong ball she plays with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're
like rolls over and stuff.
Yeah. Wait. Explain that a little bit more. Ping pong ball. So it's a great cat.
She plays with the ping pong ball the same way she plays with the mouse. She'll lay on it and flop on it and chase it, throw it.
Unfortunately, we witnessed her catch a mouse and play with it.
I was probably the happiest I've ever seen her. So we let her play with it for a while. There wasn't like blood and guts or anything. It was just dead. But then I picked it up and threw it away, and she kind of just went crazy trying to find it again.
Yeah.
She thought it ran away from her or something. So then that was the saddest she's ever been, because she lost her mouse that she just met.
Ping pong ball did help, though. She just kept making it move every time she tried to catch it. That's hilarious. Well, I think that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Something you've learned lately. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of things about Luna. Oh, that's funny. One of the other questions was about church. What's something that you especially like about when you're going to church? Like, when you look forward to about church?
Either meeting new people if we're going to a new church, but if we're not going to a new church, then seeing people I already know there. And seeing what the pastor says and what he thinks about what he says.
I like that. Yeah, there are a couple other churches that we're hoping to visit, so we'll have to keep you guys posted how that goes. I know, we've had good experiences at the churches you visited, but yeah. I guess we have to get Dad to want to commit, too. I'm, like, ready to just jump right in, and he's like, no, slow down, which I understand.
I think you were thankful that. But the Brinks on the very first church that we wanted to jump into.
I guess.
Depends on the day.
Does depend on the day. Your turn, Dad.
You have any positive words for your family or friends? Positive as in like encouraging or encouraging means?
Yes. That Anna Rose gets the pet she wants and that she can have.
Anna Rose is her cousin.
And
who lives here.
That Tinley is able to still ride her Vespa around the new place she lives.
Oh.
Those are prayer requests and encouraging words. Her hopes for her friends. I like it. The last thing I want to just double check on is making sure you know how much we love you. Do you know that we love you? So
yes.
Much?
You know?
Yes.
Little Lenny.
I'm sure we could ask you so many more questions, but it's fun to just have a record of hanging out together. So. Mm-hmm. You have any questions for us?
No.
You want to interview us at all?
No.
She knows everything about us already. No, just go. All right. Well, thanks, sis.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
I'm going to wave to your fans. Dad and I are going to keep talking a little bit more. So you can watch over there. Or, I mean, you could stay here if you want. Do you want to just listen?
No.
No. All right. Well, thanks, girly.
Thank you.
Oh, brave girl. She's got her own little YouTube channel we need to shout out too. She and Dad have been starting to record Minecraft playing. So anyway, we'll get that going. I'm like layered up so much right now.
Yeah. It's still cold in this house. We're trying to keep it warm, but
I want to show you the snow, but it's just like straight out there. So
just like 5 inches of snow. There's a lot of snow. In one day.
And it's snowing right now.
Yeah.
It's like
have another 5 inches tonight.
Yeah. Which.
Wow.
We've never had this much snow outside our house ever.
No. We had 2 in Oregon for like 2 days and then that was it.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about playing music. Maybe we'll put music on the background.
Sure.
Maybe we already did. I don't know.
Well, yeah, the song you wanted to play was Meant to Live, right?
I mean, it was our song, but also I kind of wanted something new and inspiring.
Okay.
But we take inspiration from different kinds of music, so I don't know how we're going to agree on this. I think we should wait, maybe.
You can just share.
No, I want to agree.
If it's not out. Like I don't, it's not like I disagree with it.
He puts up with my hip hop and my R&B and my rap and pop, all of those. I don't think he really likes it much, but
yeah. But she puts up with my rock, and we've been to a lot of rock concerts.
Yeah, I just actually like a lot of different types of music, though.
So. I don't.
He's a little more sticky.
I'm a very simple guy. At least I like to think so.
Yes, you are. I don't actually ever worry about if you're quietly fuming about something. You're usually humming something happy.
I do. Most of the time.
That's nice. So yeah, we'll have to get back to the music thing. I don't know.
Okay, that's fair. Well, there you go. We should, how about that note about Saturday, the new bed?
Yeah. So, well, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we will get back to the delayed gratification, which, yeah. Hey, maybe that goes with the music. Delayed gratification, guys. So, yeah, we can, I don't know if we should, we'll go into a couple other weird day stories, I guess. And then.
So, story time. Saturday. It's a very strange day. Just another weird day, right? So I was planning on going to work that way, that day. And so I woke up Saturday morning because I was going to work on Saturday because Monday, which is today, going to snow a bunch. You know, I can shift schedule. I wake up, I go to the hardware store to pick up some more supplies for the job I'm working on.
That was just the beginning.
And that was a weird interaction because the guy argued with me that the order was not there when I had talked to someone the night before. Anyway, ended up getting the stuff, but it took a lot longer than I wanted it to. And so I got all that done, and then it was like 10 or 10:30 before I even was going to the client's house to work on it. And about that time, she texts me with a picture of a bed frame and says, "Hey, you want to go pick this up? You know, like $10,000 or something.
Do you want to get an $18 bed frame?
$18 bed frame.
Like 4 giant posts, all wood, you know, look nice."
Yeah. And I was like, cool, that looks good. And, you know, I was like, how about I just do it now before I spread out all my tools and I'm working all day and I don't want to leave my tools outside.
Yeah, it was only like 9:30.
And it was only like 15 minutes away. So I'm like, yeah, it'll be quick. I'll bet $18. I'll go pick it up, come home, drop it off. I'll set it up tonight.
Can't let this guy go shopping anywhere. Not even Facebook Market. Even trying to shop. Seriously.
So, like, great. So I got some cash. I went over to the guy's house. A really nice guy. I think he was a Jamaican guy. And so I see the bed frame. So I pick up the bed frame. And it's great. It looks fine. But like, as I'm doing that, he's like, "Hey, I got a Christmas tree. You want a Christmas tree?" I'm like, "No, I don't really need a Christmas tree. But we have thought about getting a bigger one. So
our house is like 5.
And then I see a piano and I ask him about a piano. It's an electric piano. And I know my wife loves playing piano and we like to have one around for our kids to play around with. And we just didn't have an electric piano since we moved. And so I asked him about it and he offered me a price. And then it was sitting on a table that the table was nice. Like, well, how about they come together? So anyway.
It's in our schoolroom now. Yay.
So yeah, we got it. So
it was a good but super weird.
Okay. I'm loading up this stuff and then these three young 20-year-old people come and they came with like a new set of straps for like strapping down stuff on your back of your truck. They're like, "Hey, we got the straps. We can get the couch now." And the guy who I was buying from was like, "Oh, if you need help, just go talk to Jeremy because he's a handyman. He can help you out." Because they had like a VW Jetta or something, some small car, and they wanted to bring a couch. I'm like, "Sure, it's possible. Let's figure it out." So I go outside and I help them strap this thing down to the roof of their car, a couch upside down so that it wouldn't scratch it. And I'm like teaching them how to strap it down. And it was just this hilarious. What am I even doing right now? So I get that done. I come back inside and then he just keeps offering more. He's just bringing out stuff. He's like, "Hey, $10 for that, $5 for that." And I said no to most of it. And even some like cookware that was still dirty from them using it. It wasn't in a bad shape. It was still dirty. I'm like, I'll pass. We're I'm good. Good.
Thank you so much.
So anyway, that takes like 2 hours to load it all up and
get it. It takes forever. I was like, yeah, oh my gosh, it's like after.
So I'm still pulling him out, and then I'm done loading my truck, about to leave, and he walks out and is like, hey, can you help me load some stuff into my car? Sure. So.
Good Samaritan yes. over here.
So I get home and it's like 12:30 or 1 or something like that. And I'm like, I got 3 hours of daylight. I don't even think I'm going to go to the job today because it's by the time I set up and no.
Win-win for me. I'm like, I get my husband. I get a new bed frame plus a piano.
And the bed frame. That's
been helped.
The story is
a great yeah. day.
So we bring it home. We have the Christmas tree. Oh, yeah. The piano. We have the table. It's great. Got it for super cheap. Not sad about that. But then the last thing that I put together is our bed frame that is missing the side rails to put the frame together. So literally all I have is a headboard and the footboard. And that's it. There's nothing connecting this. There's other pieces.
He didn't even go and he didn't realize it was just a bummer. Bed frame. It was, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
God provides.
Great. So she comes behind me as I'm figuring this out and just like, what am I doing? Like, oh, you're going to build me a bed frame today? That was not on my cards to play today, but, you know.
Yeah, but...
So, playing musical beds in our house, we found a bed frame and a box spring, and we put it all together, and I put some bolts in it, and it actually looks pretty decent, if I have to say.
We had a metal bed frame that didn't have, like, a footboard or a headboard, so it was perfect. He just had the right bolts. Because he's starting to collect all the things for handyman. Yeah, that was a weird day.
That was a very strange day. So yeah. There you go.
It's good, but
yeah.
It just I feel like a lot of our days have been like that in 2024. So there's a little bit of like angst to have that be happening in 2025. I want it to be different, I think. And yet, Christine, my cousin, was kind of laughing because, yeah, she's like, don't you want to keep having adventures? I mean, yeah, basically, I think we're addicted to just having crazy things happen all the time. That's why we have another Weird Day podcast.
Yes.
We just expect that to happen.
You know. I guess some preference on that name. Why did we pick Just Another Weird Day? Because we would go to bed, so we'd lie in bed, and we would just remember what happened today. We'd be like, wow, just another weird day.
It's been a few years of doing that. Where we're just like, I feel like we could start a podcast from all the stories of weird days that we've had.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
we'll get to share more of those, I guess. If you like hearing about weird days, maybe you just need someone to commiserate with the weird days you have, too. You can even share your stories. I mean, I think everyone should start a podcast called Another Weird Day. That's why we need people to come share their stories on here. I guess we should ask Samara, what's the weirdest day you ever had? Maybe we'll ask Malachi, what's the weirdest day you've ever had? It is funny how our memories work a lot more in moments. Than like a day, but yeah, I think that's why it's fun when you get to go places for a whole day. It kind of captures that memory as a whole day rather than a moment. But
sure.
Anyway, we've made you wait for our delayed gratification conversation. Say that 10 times fast. Actually, I have quite a few verses mentioned in here, but what are your thoughts?
You want to go through what you're down or no?
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about what I wrote down. We talked together a little bit about this, but
for me, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is keto. Trying to go back on keto again, mainly for my blood pressure, because my whole family has it. So yeah, sugar-free, carb-free, or I should say, no more than 50 grams a day for myself is what I'm aiming for, because it really helps feel better, blood pressure's good, lose weight, great. But it is delayed gratification as far as those don't come immediately. It takes some time. I mean, it takes like 10 days for your body to even enter ketosis. And so if you break keto on any of those 10 days leading up to it, it won't, your body kind of resets itself. My layman's understanding.
You still are like a few days out from entering ketosis.
Yeah. And I definitely noticed a difference. My body, like, I get a lot colder.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is there? But I'm usually the, I don't wear
heater.
Like, just a built-in heater. But on ketosis, I can definitely tell because I get cold really fast. I'm not sure exactly what the reasons why those are. But
yeah. I think your blood thins out, right? I mean,
yeah, that's just my own layman's trying to work out what is actually going on.
Less if, traffic.
If I'm not eating carbs and my body is not absorbing as much water or holding as much water on ketosis as I do with carbs, then theoretically my blood is probably thinner because I don't have as much water or fluids in my blood. That's just my own trying to understand it. Don't take my word for it. I am not a doctor. I don't have a degree in nutrition, but I can tell you that when I'm on ketosis, I get cold. And so, that, I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind for me as far as delayed gratification. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I was definitely struck. I thought it was really funny how many of my gratifications are not delayed because we have such an instant society. So that kind of just reminded me to pause and be more grateful for what I already have. But also, made me think too how that dichotomy of instant gratification can also rob us of like full hormone release. Because there's so much hormone release that happens when we are delayed in getting what we're anticipating, you know? So I thought that was just, it is interesting to ponder on one idea for a week. So yeah, those are a couple of things that came to mind. And also this verse had come to mind from Proverbs 13:12. It says, unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick, but a sudden good break can turn life around. Okay, that's the Message version. But there's also the Modern English version says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. So that just makes me think of like that delayed gratification. So as you're waiting and then the desire comes, there's like a tree of life that comes out of that. That anticipation fulfilled, which I mean, I kind of talked about that a little bit, that idea of the last podcast. So just when we have that promise, God's promises, then yeah, we have something good to look forward to and they will be fulfilled. So
yeah, I'm trying to recall, there's a quote that's something like, sort of giving in to the immediate, but the more you put off or the more you have delayed gratification, the less you're hurting yourself in the future. So, you know, just for my simplest mind of keto, if I go have a chocolate chip cookie now, that's going to hurt me because 10 days from now, I'm still, it'll reset my timer for another 10 days. But if I continue to put off my immediate desires that are not beneficial to myself in the future, then my future will be so much better than enjoying that moment of that satisfaction of the instant gratification. So the more you put off the instant gratification, the more you will enjoy
the delayed
gratification in the future.
Yeah.
That came out right.
Yeah. I think you build up an endurance, even an enjoyment in waiting.
Yeah.
You yeah. see the value of waiting.
Yeah, see the value. But when, it makes it easier to wait the more you wait.
The more that you have practice waiting, yeah. Oh, that was the other thing that did come to my mind, too, this week, was just how we practice that in our dating relationship. Oh, yeah. After knowing each other for 7 years before we got married, I don't recommend having to wait that long, but no. It definitely pushed us to.
But, you know, to be fair, you were 14 and I was 16 when we met.
Right.
We didn't actually date for 7 years. We dated for three.
We only dated for three, well, which was also a long time. Yeah, we know each other for a long time. We grew up together, so.
Everybody knew.
But you don't know until you make the jump and have the commitment. Yeah. I had been burned in junior high, so I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see if you wait for me.
Well, I waited.
You did. And now it's been many, many years. So, right. Yeah. Any other thoughts on that? Delayed gratification?
I have an object.
Oh, yes. We didn't do an object.
Nope.
Do I have to guess?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a guessing game. That's right. We'll do 10. 10.
10 guesses.
It's in this hat.
Oh, he hit it.
What do you think?
Oh, great. It is small. I don't even have to ask that. Oh dear. Why do I do this to myself? I just
reminded me, so it's great. Go for it.
So is it hard?
Yes.
Okay. Can you open it?
No.
Can you eat it?
No.
Okay. Do you just look at it like last week?
You can play with it. What's that?
Is it a toy?
Yes.
Is it one of the kids' toys?
No.
Is it a 3D print?
No.
Okay. Have we bought it here since we've been in West Virginia?
No.
Okay, so if we had it in Oregon?
No.
California?
Yes. All right, that was 10.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's okay. I just
have to ask a lot of questions.
Going, you know, okay, that's good. So the object is silly one. Is my Gundam.
Is this to show delayed gratification?
No, this is actually a memory associated with this, because I made this while we were living in our white toy hauler on our great adventure for 3 months crossing the America.
22. America. Summer
22. Summer 22 is when I built this. And so that's why.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I built this in the toilet.
Summer 22 was crazy.
Yeah. But these are awesome. It's just a snap together model and takes like 2 or 3 hours. But for an engineer mind, it's really fun. So, but really, it's the memories.
He was going crazy that summer.
Yeah. So why this saved me?
Because
we are 3 months on the road, and I had no tools other than stuff to fix, you know, a flat tire, a trailer stuff. I don't know. There wasn't much tools or building going on in my life at that moment because I was on the road. So I got to build toys, and that was great for 15, 20 bucks from Hobby Lobby. I made one or two of these, and Sapphire needs some stuff too. So anyway, yeah. It's another weird day. Talking about that.
Yeah.
That was like a weird 3 months.
I was having such a good time. He had not caught up to the good time yet.
I think I had a good time on the trip overall, but mentally I was like
stressing out. Well, we still had our business boss play back home.
But we had just left our partnership with a different escape room.
Well, it'd been a year. It'd been a year.
Yeah, we just left.
But it felt like we just left it. Yeah.
That was hard.
That was hard.
And then our neighbors had just moved, so we moved out of our... So what That's actually
happened? A lot of stories.
There's a new story. We don't have to go into all the deals. Maybe another day we'll go into that. But we'll just start with our neighbor got a 30-day notice. Like, literally next door. We got to know them really well. We're pretty good friends. They have three girls. We have three kids. They hang out a lot. And they got a 30-day notice. And we're like, hey, we should give a 30-day.
There's still so much more to that story. No, we were laying in bed, like, that day. I'm sure it was that day.
The day before.
I think it was a Saturday, maybe. Well, it was the same weekend, anyway. The day before, the day of. Laying in the bed, and everything was peaceful. We had made our backyard nice. Everything was just chill. Everything was great. And we just, like, looked at each other, and we're like, I think we're supposed to move, aren't we? Both of us. We both were just like, why do we feel like we have to move?
I don't know.
Because we had to come here, obviously. We're still figuring out why. But people have been very kind to us.
So what did we do? Put in a 30-day notice.
We did. We put in a 30-day
and
notice.
And we sold everything we owned that did not fit in the back of a toy hauler. Except for, like, some heirlooms, I think, we left to my parents.
Well, the reason why I even brought in our neighbors, though, that was a big deal. Because I was like, if God just can give us a sign that we really are supposed to, like, today, that would be, I'm sure it was the same day.
Yeah.
And both of our neighbors walked over, like, teary-eyed. They're like, I can't believe this. We love living here, but we have to leave in 30 days. And I was like, that's the sign. I think we're supposed to go with you. We're going to help you move, and we're going to move too.
Yeah, and then we moved on the same exact day.
That was a little ridiculous.
That was a little, because I was moving them more than half the day.
But it
was
good.
And then tried to move ourselves. And
I think I put you through a lot sometimes.
That was a lot.
He agrees to go through a lot with me.
I say no more now than I used to. Maybe still not enough, but, you know. We ended up with a new bed frame, so that's good.
I feel like I have a real bed frame.
That wasn't real before?
Right. We had a real bed frame at the Roja house, too. I feel like we didn't have, like, full bed frames for a while, though. I don't know why. Just we had toddlers.
Maybe that's why.
Well, in Oregon, we could have when we had a house.
Yeah. Yeah, it was better on the floor, though, because babies.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We had toddlers. We had our toddler beds on either side, and we're very close-knit parents.
Yeah.
But also, we want them to be independent. It's confusing to try and do both. I know. If you need someone to relate to, if you're even a parent. I don't know if you're watching this, if you're a parent, but anyway, okay. So thank you for sharing your item.
Yep. Let's see. I think we were a lot of, from the hat, and then
there's a lot of stories after that.
So draw from the hat. It's another idea that we can talk about in depth next week. Oh, no. What? I've already talked about this too much.
Yeah.
Blood pressure, dad, and keto. Okay, we
bring. We could try and bring your dad on for an interview next week. That would be fun.
Good.
That would be fun.
We should probably bring it to him.
We should bring it to him.
Yeah.
He could come here.
Okay. You can try.
I could even have it just you and your dad, maybe.
Maybe.
Because...
Yeah, my dad. Talk about just another weird day. Every once in a while, when we talk to my dad, we're like, hey, I don't know.
We talked about this last episode.
Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, we literally did.
Okay. Well, then you guys know already.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of crazy stories.
Yeah, but we should have him on. I think that would be good. Because his birthday is actually tomorrow.
That's true.
Happy early birthday, Grandpa Jerry. He'll be 70.
Yep.
So maybe we should just, we could just bring this over to him tomorrow, or if they come here. We don't have a really good plan because of the snow, so we need to figure that out. We still need to figure that out. Cool. We're really good at still figuring things out every single day. That's why we have weird days. We have a lot of open margin for figuring things out.
Yeah.
Well, also, that is one of your strengths, is problem solving, so that's why I bring you lots of problems to solve. Why he married me. Yep. So, That's not really a thought, though. I think we should. I think that should be an inspirational note. But yeah, he said dad on there, and then keto, blood pressure. We talked about that. So, ownership versus a lack of investment, commitment, the pros and cons. We've touched on this with church stuff, but maybe even a little parenting. But ownership. Should we talk about that next week?
Yeah. What were you thinking when you wrote this down?
All the things that I just said. I don't know.
No, no.
Yeah. We're trying to teach that in our parenting.
So owning your decisions.
It's hard to own your decisions.
Yeah.
When you feel like they're thrown on you, like the Saturday situation. You're like, I'm just getting a bed frame. Just kidding. Now I'm the professional handyman at this sales site from Facebook Market.
Which I may end up doing work for him. So who knows?
He did it's ask for funny. Work at his house.
Yeah.
This is why you take opportunities. That's the thing that's hard about ownership is like, yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe you just take opportunities. How you live with ownership in your life. But you also just have to own your responses too. I have to work on. Because sometimes you don't have control over all the things that are happening, but you have ownership over your responses. And that's what makes you remember you have a little bit of control. You can own how you respond. Which, yeah, I guess that's a good segue into our verse. To end, I want to start ending with a verse, just an encouraging thought to leave you guys with. So this is actually from visiting my cousin's church in Mount Airy, Maryland. Christ Church, I think that's what it's called. The pastor had read 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. If my phone work. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And so I really appreciated that verse and his emphasis on what we behold will often be what we are transformed into. And so it's important for us to behold who Jesus is rightly. We can be transformed rightly into his image. So don't fall asleep over there.
Awesome.
My sermon is done.
Sure.
Yep. Well. How about you? Any other thoughts? Peace out. We did it. Episode 2.
All right. Thanks, guys.